Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes and enjoying our time here. We're very much excited about what's going to be coming to Nashville in August. Big Three basketball at Bridgestone Arena, August 11th. And to talk more about that, we're also excited to bring in our next guest. Ice Cube is on the line with us. Cube, how are you, man? Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, man, I'm pretty fair for square, and I appreciate you having me on.
It's obviously, there's a lot for us to talk about, but I know Big Three has been a project that you've been very, very proud of. It's seen a lot of success, and I got to start with the offer that you all made to Caitlin Clark to get her to try and be a part of things. I mean, she's the biggest name in basketball right now, I would say, in college basketball, and has done tremendous things. Why was it important for you to reach out and try and get her involved?
Well, I mean, it's because the Big Three is much more than a project. You know what I mean? It's a huge undertaking to try to introduce a new professional sports league to the world. And so we want to make our splash. We want to make our mark. And, you know, what's great is we think she can play in this league. And so it's groundbreaking if she takes the offer. And we looked at, you know, we looked at other WNBA players in previous years. You know, Maya Moore was on our radar, and, you know, she plays in the paint, and we feel like the best success is a guard, you know, somebody who has range, who, can pass and you know, really shoot the rock. So, we think she could be perfect in our league.
Ice Cube is here with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. So when you started the Big Three and got this whole thing going, why was this something that you wanted to do? I know you're a huge sports fan and basketball and all of that, but why did you want to create the Big Three?
Because I recognize where the NBA game was going, you know, pushing out the vets, you know, making it kind of easy to score, not letting guys really play the game. The way people love to see it, you know, people love to see the challenge. And I just saw that kind of leaving, and guys were finding themselves out the league before they were done playing at the professional level. So, you know, just being a fan, you know, my dream was to get Kobe to play in the Big Three.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't happen. But my dream, of course, is to see guys continue to ball out at this level when the NBA is done with them or if the NBA never finds them. So, you know, we want it to be an option. And we plan in the dog days of summer. And it's just a perfect – it was the perfect storm, so to speak.
We're talking to the great Ice Cube on the Chasing Big Joe show. And I got to tell you, we're interested, sir, because Corey Brewer is from our neck of the woods. We know Corey. He's part of the Big Three. And just like you talk about getting these guys who have been pushed out of the game, who still have a lot to offer. And you see, like, Corey Brewer and how well this is going. Are you not surprised by the success? But I guess, are you grateful how well the Big Three has gone so far?
Extremely grateful. It's not easy, like I said, to, you know, Americans, we like, yo, you know, if it ain't one of the top four sports, it's kind of not on our radar. And to actually be on people's radar, to have the culture really come out. You know, it's a family event, you know, which is cool. Tickets go on sale today, which is great. And it's a family event. It's affordable. You won't break the bank, you know, bringing the kids to the games. You see six games for the price of one. It's just an amazing it's just an amazing league. And we got Hall of Famers. Like a rolling all-star game, you know, Hall of Fame coaches and a lot of star power in the Big Three. So it was great.
It's great. The Big Three is rolling into Nashville on August 11th at Bridgestone Arena. Like you just heard, tickets are available now. Now, have you talked to Caitlin Clark yourself personally, or are you just waiting to hear back from her?
I haven't talked to her yet. We will wait until the tournament is over. You know, she got a lot of obligations, a lot of people pulling her this way, that way, and the other way. And so, you know, we're just waiting our turn to be able to talk to her. I want to talk to her and her family. You know, we think it's a, you know, it's a groundbreaking decision. You know, she could go the safe route and just go to the WNBA, but this, you know, coming to the Big Three and being able to play in the WNBA would have, I think, would open up the door for a lot of interesting things in sports when it comes to, you know, women playing, you know, at the men's professional level.
We're talking to Ice Cube here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So you have experienced, I would say at this point, multiple careers, obviously in music and acting, and now with the Big Three, and you talk about grateful. I have to imagine that looking at everything that you've accomplished in those careers, you have to be quite grateful. What is it that has kept your drive going to, you know, we talked about the Big Three, but move from music, move into acting, and continue to do this at such a high level?
I love to create. I'm very grateful. And I feel extremely blessed to be in this position. And when you're in a position like this, it's like you got to take advantage of it. You know, I don't understand people who, you know, finally make it to their dreams and then, you know, trick it off. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, you know, we here, we might as well win. And that's my attitude, you know. We here, we might as well win it. So, you know, I take that into everything I do. I appreciate every single day. Every day is another day to get better and create something cool that people can be a part of.
Are you amazed at the sustainability, like I of like your era of just in music? Like I watched WrestleMania this weekend, Snoop Dogg's everywhere, and everybody knows who Snoop is. Everybody knows who Ice Cube is, Dr. Dre, everybody from that era, that your music is still played to this day. People are quoting Friday every day in that movie. Does it hit you on a daily basis of how you've been able to sustain this success for so many years when, you know, NWA was 30-something years ago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's what I've learned is if you do good work and you really, you know, focus on the work and you give people great stuff, they'll bless you with longevity. So if you keep giving people good stuff that they appreciate, that they enjoy or laugh at or just, you know, are entertained by, then, you know, they want to see the next thing you got. And you just make sure the next thing is good too. And people will bless you with longevity in your career.
We're talking to Ice Cube today. Ice, I got to tell you, you're back to Boys in the Hood. That movie is so just fantastic. It's so impactful. Did you realize at the time how that movie would hit America right in the heart? Because I got to tell you, I watched it like a month ago. It's still as important and fantastic as it was the first time I saw it in 1991. Did you have any idea that it would resonate with America the way it did?
Let me tell you a quick story. So we did Boys in the Hood, and John Singleton, who's the director, rest in peace, he said, hey, they want to show the movie at the Cannes Film Festival in France. And I'm like, France? So, I'm like, straight out, I mean, you know, we like, yo, this is a movie about South Central Los Angeles. We're going to show it. First time ever seeing it, it's going to be in France with subtitles. So I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So I'm tripping, you know. We get to the theater. It's Quincy Jones there. It's Eddie Murphy. It's some of the biggest people out there in entertainment is at this screening. And I'm like, oh, man, subtitles. It's a bunch of French people there. They watched the movie, and they gave us a standing ovation. So they give us a standing ovation for the movie, and it has subtitles, and they didn't really understand what was going on. So I said, wow, when this hits America, it's going to be crazy. I mean, you know, it's going to have – if it can impact foreign people, just think how it's going to hit people when it hit the soil. So, I just kind of was waiting for it to – you know, I was, like, anxious for people to see it here in America.
And then it just took off. And then, obviously, you know, with Friday, when somebody quotes a movie every single day, all of us quote that movie all the time. I mean, that's another movie that had the same kind of – it had an impact, but not the same as Boys in the Hood. I mean, that movie is a pop culture icon, and that's what you want from a movie, don't you?
Without a doubt. You know, it's a movie, to me – it sums it up like everybody loves the day that the bully gets beat up, you know?
So yeah, right.
This is a movie that sums up everybody's favorite day is Friday and the day that the neighborhood bully gets it. And so you mix that up with, you know, people like John Witherspoon and Chris Tucker, and, you know, you start putting those, you know, funny people in a movie like that, just about the neighborhood and everything that goes on. And, you know, people love it. People just love to play the movie over and over again. And it just got that vibe, that feel good vibe.
So I have to ask Ice Cube, is there going to be another one? Is Last Friday going to happen?
I mean, we're working on it. You know, I'm working, you know, Warner Brothers got new, they got new management, so to speak. I've been talking to my guy, Mike DeLuca, over there. And we're trying to get it together. You know, we know that this is something that people want. We lost a few people like John Witherspoon, Tiny Lister, A.J. Johnson. But, you know, we still got some funny people who were a part of the movie left. And we probably can get it done if they're talking right, you know. They got to come with it.
Yeah, for sure. A question I'm sure you are asked quite a bit is, you know, you have the best diss track of all time. I don't think Vaseline will ever be topped. What would you say is the second best diss track to No Vaseline?
I would say Tupac, We Hit 'Em Up. You know, that's pretty vicious there. And yeah, I think that's the second one. Tupac. That's pretty vicious. They hit him up.
Well done. All right, we're talking to Ice Cube. The Big Three is rolling into Nashville on August 11th at Bridgestone Arena. So with the Big Three, Ice Cube, and everything going on, I mean, is it when this starts back up, I mean, does your blood get flowing again, feeling good about all this? I'm sure it does because it's been so great the last, since it started. But with you and all this different adventure with the Big Three, I bet it's got to just fire you up when it all gets going.
Without a doubt. You know, I feel the fever already. You know, we're signing players and, you know, it's getting there. And we starting to batten down all the hatches and get ready for the season. And, you know, it's fun because every year over these 7 years, the play has gotten better and better.
Right.
People understand the game. They know how to use the rules. And they come out there and play to win. You know, you get more money if you win than if you lose. So – them dudes is out there playing for real, you know. We got all the incentives for guys to play hard, and they do. And it's basketball how we love to see it. You know what I mean? It's not that touchy-feely stuff, you know. It's hard nose, in-your-face, mano-a-mano basketball.
Ah, that's the way it should be. All right, I got one football question for you, sir. You are the general managers of the Las Vegas Raiders. Who do you want in this draft this year?
Oh, wow. Man, I still want more defense. You know, we got to, you know, if you're looking at the Raiders, they got to deal with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs two times a year, same division. Got to stop them. You know, it's
right.
Like, you know, we can score, you know, 12 points as long as we hold them to 10. So we need defense.
All right, there you go. Ice Cube, the GM of the Raiders, here right. with us on the show. Hey, Cube, this has been so much fun. Thanks so much for doing this. We're looking forward to the Big Three coming up in August 11th, and pre-sale tickets on sale now. You can go to big3.com. But thanks so much for doing this.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks, man. See y'all in August.
Yes. Absolutely. The great Ice Cube joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe show.